Chapter 4.
Mom!
Hey, don't shout at me. You just need to ask.
MJ looked at Kate in the passenger seat. She couldn't get used to seeing her all grown-up daughters sitting in the front. If she could, she'd stuff her back in a booster seat and feed her goldfish crackers and raisins. At least Tommy was still relegated to the back seat, where he rolled a baseball across his knuckles. Her stomach clenched at the thought of her and Chris tumbling around their house once the kids left for college. She took a deep breath. There were still a few years before they were both gone. Out of the corner of MJ's eye, Kate looked grumpy.
I've been saying your name for a minute, and you've been ignoring me. Are you having a seizure?
No, just sorting out some thoughts. MJ checked the mirror as she changed lanes. Now, what did you want so badly you needed to shout?
Kate wriggled in her seat and picked at her cuticles.
MJ knew she was about to get asked about plans, plans that might be sketchy.
Bree is having people over tonight after the game, and I want to go. Can I?
Bree? You haven't hung with Bree in a long time. Are you friends again?
MJ waved to Lisa, who was pulling envelopes out of the coffee shop's mailbox.
MJ would be back there in a few minutes.
We never really stopped being friends. She had a boyfriend for a while, so she spent her time with him.
Ah, boyfriends. They do that. That's why it's important to not neglect your friends for a boy. Bree is lucky you aren't holding that against her.
Can I go?
Kate was still working her cuticles relentlessly, so MJ reached out and grabbed her hand.
You're going to make them bleed.
After a squeeze, she put her hand back on the wheel.
Are her parents going to be home? Who else is going? What will you be doing?
Will you- Whoa! Relax on the Inquisition. Yes, her parents will be home. You can call them.
It will be a small group of us girls. We'll probably go in the hot tub for a while, then order pizza and watch movies.
MJ smiled.